I've lived in this neighborhood for about 2 years now, and I'm used to the sound of the elevator train and of the streets where old cars sit around in the gutters and in the vacant lots the kids play. Some people might think it's colorful, you know, but when you live here, you call it something else, because the poorness doesn't look good or smell good or feel good, especially not when you're sick, not when your body hurt and you want to make it well. It took a while, but we've got a good answer to sickness in this part of New York. It's part of a new idea that's going on in other cities too, you know, all over the country. Here in the Bronx, we call it the Montefiore Neighborhood Health Center, where people from my neighborhood can come to have their sickness treated and their hurt made well.
You are entering a new world of health care. It draws upon the same science and uses the same instruments and equipment that health services traditionally do, but yet in its philosophy and its practice, it is different in some startling and significant ways. Here in New York's Montefiore Neighborhood Health Center, and in its counterparts in other American cities and towns, this concept of care has profoundly affected both the health professional and the patient. Señor Gallardo there never had a doctor before, at least not one who knew his name and his medical history.
Have you had much swelling in your legs?
Yeah, it's just a lot in my legs.
Well, anyway, to church, before I got to church, Chad, I was hurting so bad that I turned around and somebody took me down.
Mrs. Skinner's getting on in years, and it never entered her mind that she'd be getting so much interested attention in a place devoted to medical care.
So saying don't kill me, I don't cry.
You know, have something to do with your heart.
Mrs. Hitchcock complains about a lot of things, but she never thought complaining about her medical care would make a difference. But it is.
So I took the pills, but every time I'd take the pills, instead of my arm stop hurting, it would hurt, and then my chest would hurt.
Talk about...
And just a few short months ago, it certainly never occurred to many of these people that they'd be helping shape the entire way in which their neighborhood's health care was to be offered. But they are, and the medical people are listening. This is the story of a new kind of comprehensive health care, and the way it is being offered in 36 American cities and towns. It is the story of a unique and creative approach to the health needs of its consumers, which goes where they are, listens when they talk, answers when they question, and perhaps most important of all, accepts their advice on how it can best serve their needs. It is the story of a healthcare philosophy which could well apply not just to the poor, but to everyone, and affect the whole approach of medicine in the future. Right now, hundreds of thousands of Americans are utilizing it every day through their neighborhood health center.
I'm Dr. Roger Eggeberg, Dean of the University of Southern California School of Medicine. This film describes new ways of providing health care for the poor, whether they live in the country or the city, by means of neighborhood health centers. In the past, and in many places today, health care for the poor has been inadequate. For instance, hard to obtain, impersonal, fragmented. In that kind of a setting, quality often suffered. And today there are probably 30 million people who are not receiving the kind of care we all deserve. Now, with people in their neighborhoods working together with professionals in the planning and operation of these centers, there are some new ideas and new directions that we should all be aware of. So let's take a closer look at some of the problems and what neighborhood health centers are doing about them.
If you're poor, poverty poor,
and you live in places like these, sickness can be a lifelong blight, a kind of vicious circle described by the physician who said, "The sick get poorer and the poor get sicker." If you're poor and sick, there are some mighty discouraging barriers between you and good medical care. Barriers like transportation.
Well, I've been standing out here for half an hour waiting for the bus to come along. If you miss one, no telling how long you have to wait. And then you get to the hospital, you gotta wait some more.
Well, it's very hard to get to the hospital when you have to get your kids all dressed, to get yourself dressed, and you're very, very sick. Then you have to walk several blocks to get the bus. So I never go until I'm nearly dead before I go, or even before I take the kids, because it's too difficult.
Add long distances, no predictable way to get there or get home later, and only the most serious illness could drag you out. And once you were there, what then? Physicians and other medical people have done a supremely difficult job under immense pressures in the country's emergency rooms and clinics. But as so many physicians know, emergency rooms just weren't designed for that job.
Well, emergency rooms were designed to handle acute catastrophes of all kinds. And when the medical or surgical need is of top urgency, they and their highly trained staffs function smoothly and efficiently. The team in emergency rooms all over the country function with supreme skill when they're presented with the kind of emergencies for which this place was designed.
But the role of the emergency room has changed over the years, and now people bring routine problems here. If you had to take three buses to get here, or a $10 taxi ride, you're very likely to wait until you're really sick. Or $10 sick, as they used to say in Watts. Unfortunately, being $10 sick often meant not getting well very fast, as Dr. Eggeberg knows so well.
Underlying all of this is the inescapable fact that there are hardly enough doctors to go around as medicine is now practiced in this country. To add 30 million patients and 15 hours of extra work each week to every doctor's workload would throw the whole medical system into chaos. The fact is, we need to explore new ways of delivering health care. Health care to everybody, not just the poor. And this means using as many people as we can to extend the hands of the doctors, something that is being tried in the neighborhood health centers.
The health problems that plague the city ghettos, the migrant camps, the poor wherever they were, concerned physicians and health professionals all over the country, and exploration for creative solutions was top priority. And with the help of the Office of Economic Opportunity, the search became known as the Health Right Programs. And so it began. In the city ghettos and country towns, something was happening. Members of the health professions, working closely with the OEO, had begun to implement the idea of community medicine in action. The idea was to deliver high-quality, accessible, comprehensive, one-door care where the whole family's health needs could be met. They called it the Neighborhood Health Center. And the neighborhood was so involved in it that in little towns like Albiso, California, they built it themselves. There's more than just hammer and saw participation here. This is community participation, because this group, voluntarily building its own center, has a unity of strength that can address other problems too. And as they break for lunch, they may well talk about things like housing and education and welfare. Community worker Tom Uredale puts it this way.
Through the experience of attacking a specific problem and working with one another, they've begun to see the relationship of such things as health problems to the lack of housing, lack of education, a lack of response by the institutions in this society that so dramatically affect their lives. And not only do they have, at least some of them have, for the first time, a positive image of themselves, but they're beginning to see ways that they can move, possibly, to change some of the other areas of their life.
So, with the vigorous and necessary help of community workers like Tom Uredale, the medically deprived people of communities like El Viso were helping themselves. A health center in this neighborhood? That's right. And it wasn't even faintly going to resemble a chilly, impersonal hospital emergency room. This was going to be accessible care. And if they had anything to say about it, it was going to be given in the best-looking building in town.
The centers didn't have to be magnificent or even elaborate to begin with. San Francisco's first quarters were in house trailers, drawn up around this attractive courtyard. But they did have to be convenient and comfortable and easy of access, with pleasant waiting rooms in which neighborhood people would feel welcome and at home. Poor people aren't so far outside the mainstream of medical care that they don't want what other people want. Perhaps most significantly, they want what health professionals themselves want. They want private offices.
All right. Now you tell me, is this comfortable?
Yeah, no better than that.
Have you got any cough?
They want quiet examining rooms.
They are open at war.
They want comfortable conference areas where a warm and lasting relationship can be established between health professionals and patients.
Buenas tardes, señor Alvarado.
Buenas tardes, doctor.
Yo soy el doctor Consiglieri. Voy a ser su obstetra con el cuidado prenatal.
I find that in this doctor-patient relationship, we are able to establish more than just the ordinary doctor-patient relationship, but rather that of a friendship in which we're not interested only in the pregnancy, but in the whole family. And I feel that centers such as this should not be only interested in providing health care, but also in raising the standard of living and giving hope for future generations to come.
You see, a fundamental and most important concept of the health center is to offer patients family care medical service through an approach with tremendous implications for the whole medical field. It's called team medicine, and it's offered by a highly organized group whose members respond to patient needs, both medical and social. The typical health team is made up of physicians, usually an internist and pediatrician, though frequently including an obstetrician too, a dentist, a public health nurse, and one or more new health specialists called family health workers. When a family registers at the center, it is assigned to a health team which will be responsible for all of its health needs. So it's possible for an entire family to come in at once, and each member be seen by the appropriate person on their team.
In order to protect your...
He has a couple of cavities.
Wow. Yeah, put your tongue back, honey.
The teeth is growing.
And an extra tooth. Right.
And while his father is getting attention just down the hall, young Spanky is getting his pediatric workup.
As a member of the team, the pediatrician has the unique opportunity to use his pediatric training to best advantage. He doesn't wind up spending half of his time as a clerk or a record taker or social worker or as a nurse or receptionist. All of the members of the team contribute as co-equals with their own specialized area of expertise. In my particular case, I found over the months that more and more I have learned to rely upon the other members of the team to do their part of the job, and so I've had more time to concentrate on what I can do best to help the entire family and the patient in their total medical care.
Then let me know and I'll get the social worker to talk to you and maybe give you some help, because he's at a pretty rough age right now without a diet, and the diet may be a little bit too much for him to handle.
Yes, sir.
I think, as far as I can see from this picture, that the left...
For the team's physicians, many centers offer the convenient advantage of in-center specialist consultants. Specialists like this gynecologist at the Montefiore Center, who is available to consult on specific patient problems.
I won't
or to refer
you.
A patient to if circumstances require.
Now, when have you had your last period?
I went the 12th of last month.
12th of last month. Have they been always regular, your period?
Yes.
And how long do they last you?
5 days.
From what
psychiatric
say,
consultations are also possible in the New York Center, and team physicians take full advantage of the opportunity to talk over specific case problems.
Reinforce this connection.
Mm-hmm. Bite and swallow. That's right, honey.
Okay.
One of the most important team members at any center is the dentist, whose facilities are almost always busy.
Okay, honey, shall we practice? We'll show you how we brush the teeth.
Here at the center, dental care is an important aspect of family health care. Our main consideration, of course, is clinical dentistry. However, we feel it very important to begin a program of preventive dentistry with instructions in diet and nutrition. We begin our preventive dentistry program with the basics, and that is instruction in home hygiene and home care. Our assistants here are trained to continue the program by further instructing the families and the children, especially upon each visit.
Hold the tooth for us and do it yourself. Okay. Put it up, then down, off, down.
For incentive, your own toothbrush with your own name on it.
Jose, there you are. Now take your toothbrush, Jose, and take it home with you.
While the family health team makes maximum use of physicians and dentists, each team also draws upon the nurse with public health skills, who knows and is known by her patients in a very special way.
This mother and I have built up a tremendous relationship. I know her family. I've been to her home. She knows the doctors and the family health workers. We're her team, hers alone. I mean, it's people saying, you're that special to us. You know, we're your special team, and we're interested in you, not only in terms of the medical aspects, but how are your children doing in school?
Ms. Thompson today is going to tell us how to take an oral temperature while you're doing it.
We said that it was fundamental to center philosophy to involve people from the neighborhood in creative new health roles. And certainly one of the most creative is the idea of the family health worker. The family health worker is typically a woman, though there are expanding opportunities for men in the role, and always a person who lives in the neighborhood and understands its needs, its people, and its community resources.
If the patient is unconscious, you never take an oral temperature.
When they learn such health skills as care of the bed fast, checking vital signs, first aid, and elements of anatomy, and pass some rigorous examinations to demonstrate their knowledge, these family health workers are integrated into the functioning health care team.
Come in sometime within the next couple of weeks.
Consulting closely with the public health nurse, who often serves as team coordinator, the family health worker is given her day's assignments, which can include everything from visiting a bedfast coronary patient to visiting City Hall to get action on a housing violation. For family health workers like Raquel Martinez in New York's Bronx, patient care often begins by visiting in the home, apartment, or tenement. There she can check the entire family in their home environment, not just the mother who is pregnant, but also the children, for whom she may well suggest things like diet changes or better oral hygiene. At periodic intervals, the family health worker makes an appointment for the family at the center. Here in Health Unit Number 3, this patient and her children will be given all of the medical attention they require.
So
For the mother, that means the obstetrician.
Everything is all right. The baby's in good position, and we'll probably expect her to deliver towards the end of the month.
Ella dice que todo está bien con tu embarazo y que ella espera que para...
Please ask Miss Santana how she's been feeling since the last time I saw her.
El doctor quiere saber cómo te sientes desde la última vez que te vio.
Me he podido sentir en algunos achaques mejor. En cuanto a la vajilla, pues, más o menos igual.
And that's the way it's working at centers all across the country. Team medicine. With the family health worker bringing the doctor what he's lost, the ability to see patients in the context of their home and family, and what he never had, a cultural bridge into the community.
Mr. Belfar, I understand that you're walking now.
Listen again as the family health worker responds to the needs of a patient who happens also to be a neighbor and a friend.
Time it catches me right in, you know,
mm-hmm.
right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes right on round, right on up under my rib, come right on up my, right through the thick part of my
mm-hmm.
shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to go to doctors too much. So I've never been no sickly person in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to this clinic more than I've ever went to a doctor in my life.
You done gained some.
So the patients come to their neighborhood health center. There aren't any complicated eligibility requirements for the patients, no lengthy forms to fill out in cold, unfriendly environments. Top priority goes to serving people. And always patients are seen as people whose health needs are bound up with the other circumstances of their lives. Young Salvador there isn't just an injured wrist. He's a little boy whose mother kept a dangerous washing machine. And one of the first things the center did was to send someone out to his house to share some safety techniques.
And he had much of a cold.
Senor Gallardo there isn't just a heart patient. His doctor knows that he's the head of a large family, and it's important for him to have an income-producing job, a factor which will be taken into account in his treatment.
Sometimes, not all the time, just sometimes.
Even Mrs. Hitchcock, who complains a lot, is seen as a tired wife and a mother of five who must be listened to and responded to with attention and respect, not only because she needs to ventilate her feelings, but because it allows the center to see where they may not be meeting patient needs.
I said, look, this is my body.
So they listen to their patients, both in the center and on the job. If a man can't get off work to come to the center, a center worker will go to him, even in the middle of a plowed tomato field. Can we help you with your family's health problems? That's what they want to know. On the job or at home, center workers go out where the patients are, to tell them about the health services available, and they tell it in the language of the people. If they live too far to make the trip themselves, the center bus will go get them. The idea that the center must be accessible was top priority from the beginning, and nobody is ever denied care because he lacks transportation. Accessible medicine? It's as accessible as your own backyard to this elderly couple in King City, California. Yes, they could come into the center for treatment, but old Mrs. Bonatti has always had a fear of hospitals. And injections under your own grape arbor aren't anywhere near as threatening. Outreach, bringing medicine to the consumer, to the community, academic words to describe what really goes on in the Bonatti's backyard. And their appreciation takes a form sanctioned by tradition. Call it corny at your peril. This gift is given with sincerity and gratitude, and it's received the same way.
know, things that's good and worthwhile.
From the outset, people, you know, the health center idea was based on the concept of community participation, that residents in the center's neighborhood cared about the kind of service they would have, and that they must have an influential voice in determining the way in which care was delivered. For center directors like Dr. Rodney Powell and his staff in Watts, community involvement means working with his health council, a management group made up of concerned community members selected by their neighbors.
I haven't had an opportunity to work in clinics, and many of them, we know that.
Mrs. Barr, I think one of the biggest problems is the lack of understanding what the team really means, and the person who plays the key role has not had the kind of training that I think you prescribed for him initially, and that's the neighborhood health agent. These are people who are serving in that interpretive, communicative, advocacy role back to the teams, and no one pays any attention to him. He's still not accepted. The doctors regard him as someone less than a professional, and the people such as the social workers and the public health nurses still haven't accepted his role.
That's because he's dealing from a position of no power.
What do you mean by that?
That he's dealing from a powerless position, and that's why he's not recognized.
That's the conflict. Let me identify right here. The conflict is that we can get people in who can do that.
In my experience, the Community Health Council is one of the vital channels of communication that serves our center. You just can't get to the heart of things by using statistical surveys. You've got to get the community itself to identify its health needs and wants. The consumer input is absolutely essential, and it must be in the context of full partnership. We get consumer participation from the patients themselves, the employees at the center who are community residents, and most significantly, the community residents who are members of the Community Health Council, the board of directors who set program policy for the center.
A doctor's supposed to be able to make contact with anybody regardless to the level of the person.
At the same time,
the implications for the future of this new kind of health care are complicated and intriguing. In all their activities, whether medical, dental, pharmaceutical consultation, or laboratory, the centers work with a medical institution in their area, usually a medical school, teaching hospital, public health department, or established group practice. A new way to deliver health care, yes, in a great many important ways it is. And here in these centers, with their ties to the communities they serve, they are training neighborhood people to take their part in it. The training programs include not only dental assistants, family health workers, laboratory technicians, x-ray technologists, and other health specialists, but also key punch operators, switchboard operators, record specialists, and secretaries. When their training is complete, these people will be equipped to fill needs at the center itself or go out into their community and work in other facilities. By creating new wage earners, the neighborhood health centers are helping develop the financial health of the community as well as its physical health.
It's new and it's challenging and it's frustrating too, because the problems aren't all solved yet by any means. There are still patients whose needs aren't being entirely satisfied, still health workers not entirely at home with this new concept of care. The system is evolutionary, and in its evolving, it is inevitably confronting tough and complicated issues, such as recruitment and changing professional roles and others. But the neighborhood health center idea is well launched, and its implications are far-reaching. As a flexible system which emphasizes full involvement of the consumer himself, the health center principle may well be useful not just as medicine for the poor, but for medicine as a whole.
Dr. Hyde.
In King City, California, where the Southern Monterey County Medical Group operates the center, Dr. Len Hughes Andrus and his colleagues have successfully proved that private group practice can work closely with government agencies to fill gaps in health care with new services and manpower.
We, I hope, represent a real work.
working partnership between private physicians and government working towards the same goal. And so far, we've had excellent relations with Washington, and we've had a real thrilling experience of bringing better medical care to people who never before have had adequate medical care in their lives. The development of our program here, the OEO, encourages us to develop any innovations that we were capable of through our own initiative and imagination. And I feel that if this grant ended tomorrow, that we would never go back to practicing medicine exactly the same as we did prior to the grant, even with our private patients, because we've learned techniques and used techniques of delivering medical care that have changed our entire pattern of practice for the better, I'm convinced.
It's a beginning, and while it's far from perfect, it's light years away from what was there before. This family health worker is an expert on that.
You have to live in this neighborhood. You have to really be here to know what it was like before. And what a wonderful thing now has happened for the people's health. The center has not solved all the problems of schools and houses and trashy sidewalks. But for my friends and my neighbors and all the people who live here, to them this center is a very great thing. And talking for me, it is a great thing too.
Now you built your center yourself, as they did in El Viso. On opening day, you come with special prayer and thanksgiving. Opening day, the beginning of something important. From this day, the people of El Viso will have a health center of their own. And it is their own, in the special way that anything you build yourself belongs to you. Community action? This entire health center is evidence that there is such a thing, and that it can work. Perhaps it's more visible here in El Viso than in some other areas where the ideal may be more difficult to obtain, but it can be done because they did it. So, in future days, when they come here to have their sickness treated and their hurts made well, you can understand it if they feel very much at home. That's part of what it means to have a center.